This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With R. Kelly, after a month-long trial, being found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges. You heard me, racketeering, and you might be saying, what does that have to do with R. Kelly, the formerly pretty famous R&B singer? And how about the pace of the COVID-19 vaccinations? It's actually the lowest since the CDC started tracking that data. So what's happening there in the tug of war over to be vaccinated or not? And speaking of vaccinations, the Prez got a booster and made a couple of jokes along the way. And this is no joke. The Senate Republicans blocked the bill to suspend the debt limit. So what does it mean? It means you and I could be impacted by a potential government shutdown. Hey. Business as usual. What's shaking in your part of the world? Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on the show, whether you're new to it or you've been here a long, long time. Let's jump into the potential government shutdown. Why do you care? You care for a couple of reasons, because one, are you getting any kind of government checks? That would certainly slow that down, no matter what you would be told, no matter how much you might panic and make a phone call or two. I guarantee you it's off by at least a couple of days. Then what the other thing is you have to think about is, what are the potential effects of those who are then out of work, and what area do you live in? So, for example, let's just take the FDA. 70% of the FDA staff would be retained in the event of a government shutdown, but what about the rest of them? There are plenty that would have to be impacted by the shutdown, so they would be off, so to speak, right? How about the Department of Defense? I know a lot of people that work for defense. Civilian personnel who are necessary to carry out any kind of support, they would be on duty but wouldn't be paid until Congress appropriated the money. So they'd be working for free, basically. They would do their normal duty, not getting paid. Have any of you worked where you haven't gotten paid? Never mind, I think we all have. But we were interns, or we were underpaid and we found another job because we kept getting promised we were going to get paid. So there are definite impacts here. A lot of them, of course, affecting people who work for the government in some sort of way. Even the people at the National Park Service, of course, they would be affected, because if there's a shutdown, parks would have to tell visitors that they're going to stop providing visitor services, which would mean, ready for this, restrooms, trash collection, facilities, road maintenance, that means plowing, campground reservations, check-in, check-out services, backcountry and other permits and public information. You might say, oh, well, you know, it's the end of the summer. No. We have so many national parks that we were told to take advantage of because we're in the middle still of a pandemic. So a lot of families absolutely hit up the national parks, especially in warm weather places, but even those that are colder, because it's not quite winter yet. So that would be affected. Planning a trip to Washington? Forget about it. All Smithsonian museums, galleries, done, closed, boom. The National Zoo, closed. Same thing. You might be saying, oh, how many people does that affect? And you'd be surprised how many people it would actually affect. School trips. Kids finally back in school and they get that trip to Washington, D.C. Listen, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. One of my best memories, period, I can tell you everything, well, almost everything, about the trip is when I first got to go to Washington. I was in eighth grade and we took buses. And guess when we went? In September. But there was no government shutdown. There was no government shutdown then. So the Senate blocks the funding bill. Congress is scrambling to avoid the shutdown. And I get it because, you know, the Republicans are saying what I always say. Why do we end up in these situations constantly? Can we not figure out a budget? Can we not do something with this debt limit to avoid this constant threat, putting people on edge? But the Senate voted 48-50 to begin debate on the measure. The House already passed, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Republican filibuster. So the bill would have extended government money, funding, whatever you want to call it, to December 3rd, suspend the debt limit until December 16th, 2022, because we're always pushing it off. And then it would have provided $28.6 billion for disaster assistance and $6.3 billion for Afghan refugees. But 60 votes were needed to overcome a Republican filibuster, and they didn't get the 60 votes. Not every Democrat was happy with this scenario either. And it's, again, we keep kicking, I hate this expression, but I'm going to use it, we keep kicking the can down the road, or the debt limit down the road, and ultimately it comes back to bite us, right? It comes back to bite us. It's an incredible challenge. And the people on the Hill are saying, well, it's challenging for us. We're committed. We're working as hard as we can to get there. We have to pass the infrastructure bill because that's going to provide us with some momentum that we can get the reconciliation bill across the finish line, and one bill counts on another bill. And so we're going to keep on debating. All right. As we wait to see what happens and what stalls on the Hill, again, that would affect you perhaps if you were taking any of those trips, and it goes even deeper than that, and if you're getting any kind of government assistance. I'm going to throw a curveball in here because I think this is incredible. There was a video that caught a fireball passing through the night sky at 32,000 miles an hour, just ripped right through the sky on the East Coast. There was a home camera that actually captured this crazy phenomenon. Somebody sent me a link to the video, and it is just the coolest thing. It looks like a white fireball because it's one of those ring cameras. So, you know, you get the black and white footage, and it's flying through the air, and you can see it. It's streaking across the night. It is so cool. And a fireball basically is a meteor, right? You knew that. You learned that in fifth grade. So it's so bright. It's considered the brightest planet in our solar system, right? And when you look at that, it illuminates more than Venus, which again is considered the brightest planet. The fireball isn't a planet. Venus is a planet, right? I got a good education. But I would have loved to see that. And if you were in North Carolina, I know we have people listening there, about 15 miles south of Raleigh, around 7:40 on Friday is when you could really, really see it. And there were people that saw it go through the sky. And the actual video, though, to have some sort of video of it is really, really something. There's been about five reports of five different fireballs. I mean, more reports than that, but five different fireballs over the previous, whatever it was, Friday night. And it shows that it skimmed along that coast of North Carolina, and that's why it was so visible there. Neat, right? What an incredible thing, the speed of the fireball. But it can reach up to 160,000 miles an hour. All right, we've just scratched the surface. What about R. Kelly and a few other things, plus the mailbag? It's coming up.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. This one is from Aaron, who's listening to us in New Orleans. Kate, I heard what a couple of emailers had to say about the great city of New Orleans. I didn't participate in the trash parade, but I, too, thought it was hilarious. A big message to the city council, because it really was much more nasty than I think was reported in dealing with just mountains and mountains of trash that have now been cleared. That's the good news. And thank goodness for the great people around the South and the Southwest and many other parts of the country, too, who roared down to help us all when the lights went out, because electricity in some places, there's still a little bit of a struggle. But it would have been much worse if we didn't have so many people come to our aid. And and get that going for us, because it's just a little interlude there. And get it going for us, because really, honestly, it was pretty scary when Ida hit. It's hard to believe that Ida was, what, now almost a month ago or so? But just a big shout-out to everybody who was concerned about us here in New Orleans. And I have family that live in Slidell. I heard you talking about Slidell, and there were some really, really terrible things that happened there, because the floodwaters roared through and really unmoored many, many, many houses. And so there's the big rebuild that certainly is going on in some neighborhoods. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, it's so tough, right? I love New Orleans. And every time I go, I think this is just a great city. I get why it's the Big Easy. I love the music. I loved getting speaking jobs there. It's just a melting pot of everything, and American cultures and French, etc., African cultures, just the flavor, the spiciness of it. I mean, that's the whole idea of Mardi Gras, for goodness sake. And since I had never experienced Mardi Gras until I moved to the South, boy, it was really eye-opening. I mean, just being in New Orleans, the history and all of that. And, you know, New Orleans will bounce back because that's the whole thing about New Orleans. And that's Louisiana, frankly, the commitment to community and the people in Shreveport, the people in Ruston and Baton Rouge and et cetera. They know how to come together. And I think that's pretty much what we've seen. I have friends that live in a couple of those places I just mentioned, and they've told me some wonderful stories of people bringing in food when everything first happened and helping with cleanup and not asking any questions, not wanting anything in return. So, you know, bravo to those who were lending some pretty big hands. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Chris, and he says, as a man with three daughters, I think that R. Kelly exploited and did some disgusting things to girls who were just so young and innocent and took that away. And the fact that he's been found guilty, Kate, on all those counts, including racketeering, I think is a wonderful thing. He'll never get out of prison by the time they sentence him. It's going to be a long incarceration, and let that be a lesson to other people who are famous and try to abuse their power. I felt awful when I saw that documentary for the parents, particularly of one girl, and what had happened to her and how they tried to get her loose from his grip. Just very, very sad. A man who is incredibly talented and had a serious, sick, dark side. Yeah, he's paying the price because he was found guilty on 9 counts, 1 count of racketeering, 8 counts of violating the Mann Act. Of the 14 underlying acts for racketeering count, he needed to be found guilty on at least 2 to be convicted of that count, and he was. And it's so strange. I talk about it in our next hour. I talk about it a lot more, but this could have a big impact on future cases when you talk about racketeering, because what do you think about with racketeering? Mafia, any kind of mafia. But this verdict not only brands him as a big-time predator with the fame and the fortune and preying on young people, vulnerable people, it also shows that a predator who used an inner circle helped trap these underage girls and young men for decades in a sick web of sex abuse and exploitation. And really sadly, as the one attorney said, humiliation too. I mean, throw that in there. So the victims were pretty brave to come forward. It had to be pretty scary to be able to do that. That says something about them wanting to do it and get it out there. So he could be in prison for decades, like I said. And the racketeering thing is what's so interesting, because he was in the center of that, and that's an enterprise that he ran, and that goes to the heart of racketeering, the things that happened there, right? And I mean, the stories they just kept getting worse and worse. That's what it was. They just got worse and worse and worse. And you know what? His legal woes aren't over either, because he's got more federal charges, child pornography, obstruction charges, criminal charges in Minnesota for 2 counts of engaging in prostitution with a minor, an Illinois state charge for aggravated criminal sexual abuse. So that's it. R. Kelly. Hard to believe. Think of the people that he shared the stage with just 15, 20 years ago, even a handful of years ago, but he was able to shield himself with his entourage and his fame, absolutely. All right, this one is from Derek, who says, Kate, what's happening with the amount of vaccinations? I, too, like some of the people who have written to you, and I guess we're all too chicken to call you, but I will one day. I, too, was an anti-vaxxer. I thought, you know, screw the government. I don't want people telling me what to do. I listened to what some of the side effects were, and I wasn't having any of it until my sister got deathly ill, and deathly is the key word in that. She almost died. We almost lost her. She was in the ICU for 2+ weeks, and we were all on pins and needles, sitting outside in lawn chairs outside of her window of a hospital, and just praying like nobody's business. I'll tell you what, I found my road back to God, and I found my road to a vaccination, and I made sure the people around me got vaccinated as well. It is our own personal choice, but it's a foolish one to think that this is the best option. We might not all like it, but would you rather have some protection or no protection? High five, you know, I get it. And that is scary, right? If I don't know if you have other siblings, he doesn't say in that, but if that, think of that's, it doesn't matter. If you had a lot of siblings or one sibling, it's one of your siblings. And to have anyone close to you in that precarious of a situation, it's heartbreaking, right? It's awful. So what's going on with the vaccinations is this. The 7-day average rate of people getting their first shot is 231,695. Yeah, of course, we always have the numbers. 31% less, though, than a week ago. Almost half, 47% less than a month earlier. So it's much different than the millions a day we saw in April when they were first becoming available, though. That was what happened. So there's a lack of people who aren't immunized. Like 16 states have yet to vaccinate more than half of the people who live there. This is CDC data. I'm not plucking this from the sky. 25% of the eligible population, almost 70 million people, are not vaccinated. Just over 55% of the total population is fully vaccinated. So that number could be getting bigger, and we'll see what happens with the whole booster thing, too, because that's the other big push. And then there's even a push for the COVID pills. So what happens when you get it? Can you fend it off immediately? What's the treatment? Because that's the other end of it. And that's fascinating to see the race on the pill side of things. All right, a big reminder to any of you listening, you know, the mailbag is important to me because we get so much mail, and I know people listen at different times. I hope you're listening on your local radio station, our fabulous affiliates, but people have lives where sometimes you're night, day, etc. Remember, you can always find us. You can go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It streams there, and you can send me your thoughts, same place. Just click on contact, let it flow. And let your thoughts be heard through the miracle of the mail bag. Meet you in a few.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of National Intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed. And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, and you're hearing the president say these people will pay. The secretary echoed those sentiments, and then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral, with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure Monday that makes vote-by-mail permanent in California, coming after the tactic was used in 2020 and was left in place during this month's recall election. The Democrat governor issued a statement as he signed Assembly Bill 37. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
But not a guy who can kick like Justin Tucker, and that applause is for Justin Tucker. A 66-yard field goal for the Baltimore Ravens kicker. He has some just mind-blowing stats. He's got, you know, 90% of his kicks have been made since he's been in the NFL, but none bigger than the 66-yard field goal, an NFL record, makes his team, the Ravens, 2-1 with a win over the Lions, who are just dejected. They're 0-3. I mean, are they really thinking he's making it? No, because it was a long shot. For sure it was a long shot. I mean, what a monster kick. 66 yards. Exactly. Think about it. It is a mic drop. Think about it. And the odds of hitting that... The odds of hitting that, not very good, right? He's the most accurate kicker in NFL history. He is amazingly accurate, even from pretty long distances. But he has now the longest field goal in NFL history. And I think that field goal record is going to stand for a very, very long, long time. And I just love the reaction on the sidelines. You know, everybody was going crazy. That Raven people were going crazy. Not the Detroit Lions fans, certainly. But with the people flying around, a really crazy thing happened. The Ravens, there was a Ravens linebackers coach who was part of that melee. I mean, of course he was. There you are. It was pandemonium on Ford Field after those heroics. You had coaches and players, and they were storming the field. And you've got one coach who was just like the rest, excited. He took a weird tumble, and when he fell, he hurt himself. So you have this record-breaking kick, and you have Drew Wilkins, who's the outside linebackers coach, who had a hamstring injury because of the celebration. So he's on the injured list. I mean, and he's taking so much abuse for that. So Justin Tucker hits 66 yards, but the injury goes to the linebackers coach, Drew Wilkins, who gets caught in the pandemonium and has a hamstring injury. If you have not seen the kick, you whatever search engine you use, and you may be using a different one after you hear our next guest, go and look it up. It is worth it, my friends. Even if you're not a football fan, it is a thing of beauty to watch him just nail those uprights, and he did. He nailed the uprights. All right, we're at the getting closer to the tail end of the hour, so we're in this second turn, right? We have that final lap coming along, because on my racetrack, three and four are the same. So it is National Coffee Day. I feel compelled to talk about this for a minute. National Coffee Day is September 29th, and I am such a coffee fanatic. I am. When I was 16, I thought it was pretty cool that my aunt introduced me to coffee. She said, "Want to try coffee?" Well, what do you put in coffee? No, drink it black. And drinking it black, I don't know if any of you had that experience, but to me it was like choking down motor oil. But I did go on from my experience with Aunt Pat to actually enjoy coffee, and I've talked about this before. My magical place is a place called Wawa, because the coffee is fresh, and they have any kind of cream that you could possibly want, and they have just the right size of coffee cups. I don't know. There's something about the coffee, and I think it's part of it is the whole freshness thing. But Starbucks is offering a free cup of coffee to customers who bring a reusable cup. So if you bring that in, you'll get it. People who are enrolled in Dunkin's loyalty program will get free coffee with anything that they get. Panera is offering parents and caregivers unlimited access to free coffee. That's pretty sweet. Wawa, my place, is giving away free coffee at every location. Unfortunately, they don't have a location near me. It's pretty strictly limited to the East Coast, all over Florida, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. I don't even think in New York they have it. But look around. You might get that free cup of coffee. And if you go to your favorite, like, you know, you might have that divey diner that you go to. Oh, I love small-town diners. Give me a small-town diner any day. I would take it over any chain. Any chain. Where you know the people that work there, and they know you, and you come in, and you're like the regular. That's where I would want to be, the regular. not necessarily the watering hole, but the breakfast joint. So maybe you can coax them into that free cup of coffee and tell them, you know what, it's coffee day. It's International Coffee Day on the 29th. I mean, there's a day for everything, right? I lobbied hard, very hard, to get an America Tonight Listener's Day, but I just couldn't get anyone to listen. So we don't have it yet. Not yet. But you never know where that might pop up. There is a talk radio day. There is. There's also International Radio Day itself, and other things related to the great medium that I feel privileged to be a part of, and that is radio. Mm. All right. Interesting. There are some what I call quick hits, things that have happened that you might not have heard about because we have all these other hair-raising challenges that are going on around us that I talked about opening up the show, except for mentioning Justin Tucker's amazing field goal and the fireball that went through the night sky at 32,000 miles an hour. or faster. It just depends on who you believe. But you can actually see that, which, again, is a pretty amazing thing to me. But in the meantime, a couple of quick hits include this. The manhunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Landry. They've actually scaled it back in Florida. They have no idea. Did the guy just disappear? Is it a bunch of lies that he was out there at this reserve? I mean, he could be anywhere. His poster is the most wanted. It's all over the place. And the FBI issued a federal arrest warrant after Gabby Petito's death. And they've used a diver unit, dogs, drones, ATVs, all of that to go through the wetlands. And you can imagine what that's like. I got a little glimpse of that in April when I was on an airboat and I was taken through the swamps, which was crazy. I'm going to post some video of that, actually, so you can see it. And I'll tell you where you can go and watch some of it. It blew my mind how huge it was. And this was just one area that where I was taken around. And, of course, saw gators, saw all kinds of things. But I can imagine this reserve is 24,000 acres. I mean, I had 75 different kinds of law enforcement people that were out there really wanting to catch this guy, and they had no luck. So they don't even know for sure if that's where he was, because the last time he was seen was 2 weeks ago when he told his parents he was going hiking in Carlton Reserve after he came home on September 1st without his fiance from the cross-country trip to the national parks. The whole thing is just so crazy odd. And then to find her body at a campground in Wyoming at the big national park there, the Grand Teton National Park. And, of course, he is a person of interest. But so far, I mean, there's no homicide charge, but he is considered to be he's considered to be a person of interest, so they're trying to find him, but, you know, absolutely no luck. And there are a lot of amateur crime sleuths who are trying to help across the nation because the fascination with this kind of a thing is overwhelming. And so the FBI is getting all kinds of tips and everything else, and, you know, who knows, maybe one of them may lead to something. You just never know what kind of rocks you can turn over and what you might find, right? Yeah, exactly. All right, this is very, very sad. It's the fires that keep on going in California. I haven't talked about them actually in a while, but luckily I've been to see the sequoias, because I think of the places that now they are getting close to burning down. I mean, these are beloved trees. They are something to see. If you have never seen a sequoia tree and been in the middle of them up close and personal, it is mind-blowing. I mean, it really is. It, to me, I would put it right up there with staring at the Grand Canyon. Ooh, to me, I didn't realize how big that canyon was. Well, the Sequoia National Park is like that. And it's so sad to see that you've got, you know, people that are out there that are trying to fend off the fire, and it just keeps coming closer and closer and closer. California's wildfires have claimed lives, homes, you know, summer homes, summer destinations are ruined, scarred by all of the fire, ruined by the smoke. And the giant sequoias are called, I just read a story on this, but I actually already knew this from being there, the ancient ones. That's what the Native Americans called them. And they've really stood the test of time for millenniums. They're one of the largest living things on Earth, and they're threatened. Maybe they won't endure, and that is a very, very sad thing, my friends. All right, protecting yourself when it comes to your search engine. Find out a way you can do that next. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's funny, I just had a conversation with some listeners about this. Why is it when you go on social media that all of a sudden things that you're thinking about, talking about, looking for, all of a sudden you get this avalanche of what we call targeted advertising? It is, of course, a huge, huge, huge profit stream for tech companies, and there's all kinds of statistics on that. So I am so pleased to welcome to the show Sridhar Ramaswamy. He started this company, founded Neeva, the world's first ad-free private subscription search engine, after he was, for 15 years, the leading advertising and commerce division. He was there at Google. He was, of course, an engineer, an advertising tech expert, and a former exec with them. So again, we are thrilled to have him with us with this incredible knowledge base and the company that he started. So Sridhar, thanks so much for coming on.
Thrilled to be here, Kate. Thank you.
So when we look at that, you heard what I just said. How do you know, and I'm so curious about this, I have to admit, I know nothing about this. How do you spot online ads that are legitimate versus, you know, unbiased news and information? How do you spot that?
It's becoming an increasing problem. As you know, we live more and more of our lives online. Whenever we think of something, we just search for it, and we are shown a ton of ads. It's a huge industry. Just the search industry alone is over $150 billion. That's with a B, worldwide. So there's a lot of money that is riding on this. And people will ask, so what? It's an ad. But as you're saying, it's becoming increasingly difficult to tell ads apart from organic results. You really have to look hard for the markings. And there's like more and more of them. So this is a real legitimate problem that all of us are facing. And in many ways, it's the inspiration behind the company that I started, Neeva, because I wanted to create a company that was about the customer, that was about like you and me not serving advertisers.
Yeah, and especially what a novel concept. And you know this space, I mean, coming from Google and your incredible tech background. So how do, because this is what I'm curious about, how do big tech companies turn our online activity, what we're doing, into ad revenue in the first place?
Yeah, whenever you search, there are a ton of ads. Wherever you go to a site, there are a ton of ads. As I was saying, these ads are often indistinguishable from organic content. But here is a basic thing that we all need to understand. Ads are about serving advertisers. If you're looking for headphones, they're not trying to give you, like, the best headphone for you at the cheapest price. It's about convincing Kate to buy, like, the most expensive headphone, whether you want it or whether you need it or not. It's something for us to keep in mind. And then there is this volume of ads that just keeps going up. It's true on the search result page, when you search. It's also true on social media. There are reams and reams of these ads. It is really this collection of information. The big tech companies keep track of every site, every interaction that we have online. And it's not just the big tech companies. It's a host of other companies that are building up profiles. And this, you know, while at one level it's a lack of privacy, it is also creating serious security risks for us, because there are all of these companies that have big dossiers of everything that we do. And of course, you know what happens next? They get broken into. And that creates massive downstream problems that we have to deal with in terms of online scams, identity theft, and so many other problems. There's just a rampant misuse of tech to serve advertising and profit.
Yeah, and you mentioned the word scam. What are the most common online scams that you've seen?
It's really exploding, especially because in the pandemic, we're spending so much more time online doing everything that we used to do, like, in the real world online. Sadly, I can't remember the last time I went into, like, a store that was not a grocery store. It's been that long. And so the first thing that I'll say is, if something sounds too good to be true, whether it's in an email or a text or on a website, it's probably a scam. You should be on the lookout. You should ask people about it, your friends about it. The second thing is, whenever you get emails, they call them phishing emails or smishing texts, SMS texts, that ask you to do things like update your credit card information at a site or ask you to enter other confidential information, again, you should be on the alert. You just shouldn't click on links that they send you. You should instead go to the site and verify. So if a company says, your credit card's expired, update it, go to the site. Don't just click on the link. So any place that asks you to enter your credit card number, your social security number, your driver's license, God forbid, your bank account number, you should be incredibly suspicious about and make sure that there really is a good reason to do that. These are some simple things that you can do to spot the scams. But the most important thing is, be careful about where you enter information. And if it's too good to be true, it's probably a scam.
There you go. We're speaking with Sridhar Ramaswamy. He founded Neva, the world's first ad-free private subscription search engine. We're going to talk about that in a second. But, you were at Google. Why does Google have a monopoly on search?
So Google over the years has become the dominant player in search. By some accounts, it has over 90%+ market share. So everything that we do to find information online pretty much makes it to Google. As you know, it's not illegal to be a natural monopoly. But what has happened today, it is very hard for other search engines with different principles. Neva is diametrically opposite to how Google makes money. We want to be paid only by customers. We never want to take money from advertisers. It's hard for us to break through. It's like these web of agreements that prevent competition. That is the real problem. We want innovation. We want new options. We want customers to be able to discover other products. And that's why, Google being such a dominant player and blocking off others that can potentially come in with different options is such a huge problem for all of us.
Yeah. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about Neva and what makes it different from other search engines.
Yeah, Neva is the world's first completely ads-free, private, customer-paid. We are a subscription search engine. For the price of a coffee, $4.95 a month, you get a search experience that's focused entirely on you. As I said, we don't show ads. We don't even show affiliate links. We want to show only organic results. We also do more. We work hard to protect your privacy. We break trackers, these other companies that are keeping track of what you're doing online, so they can't keep hitting remarketing ads at you. You know this. You look for, headphones, shoes, anything. Those ads keep chasing you across. We prevent those things
from happening in addition to serving you with great results. And being customer paid, having that as the only source of revenue and the only North Star for the company makes us focus entirely on putting you in charge of the search experience, letting you customize it, bringing your own data so you can search over things like Dropbox, for example, from the same search box. We've created a great product. We think you'll love it. You know, you can go to neeva.com, N-E-E-V-A.com, and sign up for a no-obligation free trial of 3 months. We think you're going to love the product, and you will really realize what it is to have software technology serve you as opposed to serving advertisers and everyone else on the planet.
Wow. Sounds good to me. Sridhar Ramaswamy, thanks so much for coming on, co-founder of Neeva. Check it out, as he said. Go to that website. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, interesting talking to Sridhar and making you think of how are you searching, right? I just had a friend that had a terrible hack, and part of it was clicking on the wrong things, and, you know, that's part of it, right? And then with in looking at what he's talking about, how you're targeted and how strange it is when you are talking about something and you feel like, wow, somebody is, it's like that song, somebody's watching me. Yeah, it's the ads. They're targeting you. They can find you. It is a very strange, strange feeling. And it pops up all the time. And when this first started happening, I didn't realize what they were doing. You know, you sort of got the sense of it, but the inner workings of kind of how are they doing this? There was a documentary about it. And still, even then, it's like I said to him, there's just so much I don't know about it. And now he's certainly shed much more light onto that, because nobody wants to be targeted. And it's so annoying when that pops up, whether it's a cell phone, you know, you're searching through something and you're on your iPhone or other Android device, or you're just flipping through an iPad or a computer or whatever it might be. And since we're on tech, because he was talking tech, right, I just saw something about TikTok. TikTok has reached 1 billion users worldwide. 1 billion users. And I get it, but I don't get it, right? It's just a popular video streaming and social media platform. But it was founded in 2016, and to hit a billion, that's something. It has some definite muscle behind it and a lot of global users. Music means I got a skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Big shout out to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.